My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
No, it was not. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The third hour of the Rob Brown Show goes now. It's the Fan Upstate. How do you do, Upstate South Carolina? What up, America? Howdy, world. Nah, I don't like that. Howdy, world. We have got a lot to get to on the show today. So let's get to it on the show today, shall we? Let's dive in with today's audio blitz, the best social media that we heard around the internets and the sports world yesterday. Let's start with this. I might as well get this one out of the way. We brought up Bryce Young earlier in the show. Shannon Sharp had some thoughts for Dave Canales.
Wow, you sound downtrodden before you get to this. Like, Shannon Sharp coming at my boy, but I gotta play.
Mm-mm. Came at Dave Canales. Oof.
All right. Here's the thing. Oof. That's exactly what he said. They're done with Bryce. I mean, why is this shocking to people? When they set him down, they were done with him. And by the way, he said benched. It didn't sound like he said benched, but he said benched.
The thought here is if you are done with Bryce, why you put him into that spot, right? Like, why? Like, what's the point?
Who else are they putting in?
No. Why put in anybody?
Because you're protecting your quarterback.
Okay. Like, what?
You're protecting your guy who's going to start the rest of the season.
We had somebody when Rashad was on last Thursday that said the reason you go to Dalton is just to give Canales the opportunity to show that his offense works. And I actually accept that. I actually think that is the reason. The only question now that we have to ask is, are Canales and Morgan done with BY? Is it just he's just on the roster for having a backup quarterback? Is that just what we are doing here? And I got to tell you, maybe it's just me. If that's the case, like, I know they're not going to, but if that's the case, come out and say it, right? Just come out and say it. Just end the misery. Come out and say it. And if you think there is still a future for this kid in Charlotte, then come out and say that. Like, I'm at the point where I would have to be the reporter if I go to a press conference, and I'm half tempted to. I would have to be the reporter that would just have to ask Canales in a postgame presser, hey, is there a future for Bryce Young in Charlotte? Just yes or no. Like, not political speak. Don't wiggle around it. Just yes or no. Paul Rudd was on the Peyton and Eli cast last night. Kansas City with the ball up by 9 at this point with a 1:54 left in the third, trying to go ahead and sink the dagger. Paul Rudd is just a dude. He's just a dude, right? Like, yeah, who's going to score? Immediate interception the other way. He's like, stop talking to me. Don't talk to me anymore. Don't ask me these stupid questions. Every time Kansas City's on Monday Night Football, they bring in Paul Rudd. Why wouldn't you? Paul Rudd is one of America's favorite people. Paul Rudd is one of America's favorite people and a notorious Kansas City Chiefs fan. And he's like, straight up, I don't want to do this anymore.
Why do you say notorious? I mean, that makes it sound like it's a bad thing.
No, not at all. It's Paul Rudd. There's nothing bad about Paul Rudd.
Notorious. The word notorious is it's not a good word.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's fine.
No.
Notorious just means notable.
No, it does not.
Literally, all it means is well-known. That's all that word
means. There's got to be another meaning. Are you looking it up?
Yes.
And there's not another meaning.
Famous or well-known. Okay, fair and fair. Second line is typically for some bad quality or deed.
Thank you.
I don't accept it.
Way to omit.
Fine. Paul Rudd, famously a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
That's better.
All right. Either way, the point here, don't come after anything Kansas City. Lonzo will be on you like white on rice.
I could be that guy today. I have not been that guy today.
That guy. I don't care. Can't hurt my feelings.
Well, I could. You've been hurting mine all day. I could come back and I could do that, but I'm not going to do that.
Have at it. We stink. We're a you can't make it worse for me.
I did the opposite. I talked about all the flaws of Kansas City.
We stink. You know who doesn't stink? John Gruden has joined Twitter, or excuse me, TikTok. Oof. Oh, missed it. This is it. This is what he does on TikTok. Got me feeling nicey. You ready, Lonzo?
Whew! For some reason, something in there really hurt me. And so I made a mistake pulling my headphones off, and you talked. So I got double pain there. It just,
And you talked.
Well,
what a take.
Because people may not know this about you, but you're a little loud.
I've heard.
Yeah. And so,
I've been told.
You know, noise canceling headphones really work.
I've been told.
This is why I leave them on even when he's doing a live. But that's, how are you surviving in there? It's like, my headphones, dude. I mean, plus he's pretty loud in the office too. I mean, you know. Who is the rapper that's doing that?
I don't know.
I thought you would know. I thought you were down on the street.
I'm too old for the kids now. Here's what I do know. John, Grandpa, get off the internet. Get off the internet, Grampy. All right, it's past your bedtime, Gramps. And I'm a Chucky guy. I'm a Gruden fan. Well, I was a Gruden fan before it turned out he's kind of a jackass. But like outside of the whole openly being a racist thing, like whatever. As a coach, fine. But like, get off the internet, Grandpa. This is what the kids would call, and I quote, cringe.
Well, I have to be on the internet. I'm on the internet right now. And Grandpa got me feeling. I think is a song by Alyssa, but that doesn't. I mean, that's
no idea. Couldn't tell you. I'm not young anymore. Here's what I do know. Chucky tried to force like 10 catchphrases into that. He's going to try to come on and say that nicey is his thing. By the way, he wears a shirt that has a picture of Chucky the doll, and it says feeling nicey on it. And he's going to try to make Shred his thing. That's what Chucky's going to do. He is going to try to make Shred his thing, as if we haven't been saying Shred since the damn Ninja Turtles.
If you want to get the kids, you go on the Tick and the Talk.
That's not how you do it. That's not how you do it, John.
You throw some lyrics behind you. I mean, you know, it's
you don't get to
like,
just say random ass words and be like, oh, am I trending yet? Am I viral yet? I'm feeling nicey.
He got you to play it, though.
Go to bed, Grandpa. Go to bed. It's too old for you, John. It's hit it. Tony Rizzo works for ESPN.
Because Tom Rizzo.
Different guy.
Yeah, totally different guy.
Tony Rizzo works for ESPN Cleveland. You know, I very frequently accuse dudes with microphones of false outrage, of faux outrage for the sake of getting attention on the internet. I frequently, because it is part of the gig. You work here on the show, here on the station,
You didn't get got, did you? Did you get got by this guy?
No.
Tell me you did not get
it
got.
It wasn't just this clip, but
he's a liar.
Now,
if he's from Cleveland, which I don't know if you can be Tony Rizzo and be from Cleveland. Maybe you can. If he's from Cleveland, how's this any different than what Cleveland's been like forever?
Because you got, much like the Saints in weeks 1 and 2, the Browns teased you a couple of years ago that maybe they were pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, when Baker Mayfield was there.
Right.
Yeah, and then you got rid of Baker because you didn't want to win.
There's also, here's the problem that they're having, right? In fact, I'll even let, here's Greeny and Hembo telling you what the actual problem is. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. When you have an NFL partner, the NFL partner, that is openly, what's the one thing you don't do in the NFL? You don't disparage the owners of the Shield. That's it. That is the one rule in the NFL. I've told you this a million times. You can drink and drive. You can beat your women. The one thing you cannot do and get away with in the NFL without discipline or punishment is disparage the owner or disparage the Shield. And now you've got one of the league's biggest partners having a cat get on the air and straight up say the owner has, quote, ruined the organization, end quote. We are beyond the point with the Cleveland Browns. We are beyond the point where it's ha-ha funny jokes anymore. We're beyond that point. It is at a point now where it is so bad that even people who are routinely and consistently told you do not disparage the owners of the league are just out there calling them the worst. That's spectacular, man. It's spectacular. How bad does it have to get to make that happen? Will Reichard is the kicker for the Minnesota Vikings. He is a former kicker for the University of Alabama. And he was asked a little bit about his relationship with Nick Saban. I have nothing to add. I have nothing to add. I just needed you all to know, as now I know, that now Nick Saban appreciates a good cultured joke. That's all I needed you to know. I have nothing else. I needed you to know Nick Saban appreciates those jokes.
Well, way to play that while the boss is on the way to work, so we're going to find out if I should have dumped it or not.
Nah, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's
fine. You saying that, I've heard that from a bunch of people before.
And I'm good with it.
Oh, no, I'm good. You're not the one that would be in trouble.
Boss, I didn't run that by Lonzo, so that you know.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
That's on me.
It doesn't matter.
And I'm owning it.
I'm the last line of defense, and I let it go.
You ever rooted for a team that you actively dislike? Like, you're like, I actively dislike that team, but I'm kind of rooting for them a little bit.
It was really hard when Michigan played Clemson. it was really,
it's fair.
Because I had to pick one side or the other.
I am rooting
and
for.
And I will let you know.
I picked. Still haven't decided?
No, I picked Michigan.
To hate?
No.
To root for?
I rooted for Michigan to beat Clemson.
Good God, man. Were you what? What?
I don't live anywhere near Michigan, so I don't.
You're
have to worry
in
about.
Ohio.
Yes,
State
when they
fan.
Played each other, I rooted for Michigan because I don't have to deal with Michigan fans. I have to deal with Clemson fans.
I got more audio to come to, but I feel like we have to address this first.
Why? If you have to pick, if the two teams you hate the most are playing each other. And you have to pick a side. You're going to pick a side of people you don't have to deal with. The Clemson people you have to deal with all the time.
Yeah, but like that.
Some of them are good people, but the most vocal ones, they're loud, they're obnoxious, they're mean. I'm not mean by that.
Doesn't that by definition though mean that your number one? No. I'm going to say it's official. Lonzo's number one rival is Clemson, not Michigan.
My personal rival is Clemson fans. As far as football rivals go, it's still Michigan. But my personal rival, the fan base that I have to deal with the most in my everyday life on these airwaves, on other airwaves, are Clemson fans. When's the last time you talked to a Michigan fan?
I don't know.
See?
I'm a little, I don't know what the right word, taken aback, stunned, shocked,
surprised. Do you have any personal rivals other than me?
The Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
Oh, other than you personally?
Yeah.
You're not
personal,
my rival. Personal.
Of course we are.
I root for your success, great one.
While we're together, I get that.
No, that's not true. I rooted for your success before we were together.
Okay, fine. Here's the thing.
Knocking heads with you doesn't mean I don't like you.
So Atlanta fans, those are the people you get in the most arguments with. Those are the people that you have to deal with in your circle when you go out and stuff like that.
As the NFL goes,
has an Atlanta fan ever showed up wanting to fight you?
No, an Alabama fan did once.
Okay, Clemson fans used to all the time, especially Clemson women. Well, you make them mad; they want to show up and they want to go.
Those damn Clemson women.
Yes,
I uh, I got nothing. Texas said, doesn't matter what the reasoning is, Lonzo, you should have your Ohio State fan card pulled immediately. And I got
to
tell you.
First of all, I could care less what Rob's about to say about that. I could care less what you say about that, Texter. It's just like being a man. I define what that is. I define what being a fan is for me. There's no such thing as a fan card. And if there was, you ain't man enough to take mine.
So there's a couple of things there. And I know we're late. We got to go to a break. But I do have to address this. While I 99.99999% of the time agree that, like, you define it, there are certain things about being a man or being a fan, which I do think are kind of universal, all right? You are not a man if you don't handle your responsibilities. You are not a man if you abuse women. You are not a man if. Like, there are certain universal realities that I do think you have to meet, or else you are not a man. And I do think there are some universal responsibilities of being a fan. Not everybody has to outwardly display their fandom the same way. But I think if you get to a point where you are the only reason to pull for your rival is if your rival's victory puts you into the playoffs.
You brought up the scenario, and I responded to the scenario that you brought up.
I mean, was this a matter where, like, Michigan wins and Ohio State's better off for it? I don't think it was it?
No. Again, don't have to deal with Michigan fans. If we were near Michigan, how bad would that be? Especially if we were, like, in Detroit. Then it will be a different story.
I'm just going to say, I think you just single-handedly removed Michigan, Ohio State from the ranks of greatest college football rivalries.
I did not. And you can try to twist. You can try to do that thing that you're trying to do. Not going to work.
I'm not twisting anything.
But I appreciate you trying to twist it. I just said Michigan's still the biggest rival as far as on the field goes. But my personal rivals, this is me. The people that I have to deal with that I consider rivals are Clemson fans. Those are the people. Michigan fans have never showed up and say, I want to punch you in the face. Clemson fans have done that. There is a difference between a fan base and what's on the field.
I got to tell you, this is one of the more shocking revelations out of the great ones since we started working on this three-time South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year together.
Mac wants to scrap with you. My money's on Mac.
I mean, mine is too, but that's not the point here.
Yo, you ain't throwing no fight.
I didn't say I'd throw it. I just say I'd lose. I'm a softy. What do you want? I got the soft hands of a scholar and the bleeding heart of a
Steven,
lover.
Steven, I said there are some classy Clemson fans. I love you, Steven. I'm not talking about you.
Joe is on the line, 844 fan phone, 844-326-3663. We'll take that call and yours when we come back on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Jersey Joe texted, said couldn't hang on the phone line because he had to go in for a dentist appointment. Well, that's offensive, Joe.
Well, here's the thing, Joe. They've got radios in there usually. Yeah. You could just ask them to turn us on.
Sit back in that dentist chair, get real comfortable, and listen to the soothing, relaxing tones of Robin Lonzo.
How would that? I mean, would you try that? I've never thought about doing a dentist. Yo, doc.
Hey, doc.
Yo, doc. Could you change channel for me?
I had to do I don't know how many years ago. A few years ago, I had to do I had to get an MRI. I don't even remember what it was for at this point, but I had to get an MRI for something. And, you know, if you ever gotten an MRI?
Yeah, those suck when either you're fat or claustrophobic or both at the same time. When they say, let's go to this open one. Okay, that won't be so bad. And then it's like right down on your arms can be out.
Yeah.
That's how it's open.
If you've never gotten an MRI, effectively, they jam you into this little tube and you can't move for like half an hour. Like at all. You can't move. You have to be perfectly still for like half an hour. And so when I got mine a handful of years ago, they're like, do you want us to put some music on for you? And I was like, you know what? I'd actually like you to, like, we can put a radio on. You can listen to whatever you want. I was like, okay, can you put it on? And I asked them to put it on the local sports talk channel. This was back in Florida. I asked them to put it on the local sports talk channel, and like they finished up whatever show was on, and it rolled over into the next show. And the guy comes on, and he's like, I'll do the best I can. The guy goes, "Welcome into the SEC Tailgate Radio Show. We're talking SEC football and nothing else for the next 3 hours, y'all." It was like, oh, no. And I'm like, once you're in the tube, you can't get the doc's attention. You're just in this metal tube. So it's like, I'd sit there for half an hour listening to Arkansas football commentary. Oh, dude, I want to I'm like, can you guys like turn up the x-rays and like knock me out with them or something? Is there something that can be done here?
Well, and those MRI machines, they are very, very loud.
They are.
And that guy bleeding through that, oh, that would be.
Just imagine a combination of like, and Tennessee! Relentless.
You can get some of that radio around here elsewhere.
Oh, I know you can.
If you want it.
Okay. First show I ever did was the exact same thing, just without the twang. He got that going on Tennessee right on up the hill there in Arkansas, taking on them Hogs. Woo-wee!
You know, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that twang.
Golly. So Lonzo said in something that was very revealing in the last segment that I
it's nothing I haven't said before, but maybe this is the first time that you're hearing it.
Not to me.
But let's see if you get it right. Because you're trying to mix it up last before we went to break.
I will be as forthcoming with the information as I am capable of doing. And Lonzo may correct me where necessary.
I expect hand gestures.
Lonzo said in the last segment that due to the fact that he does not have to deal with Michigan fans on a regular basis, but does have to deal with Clemson fans, he finds a majority, though not entire populace of, obnoxious, I believe was the word that he used. And the fact that he has to deal with them.
They also like to fight. So, yeah. But I guess it goes hand in hand.
On a regular basis, that when Michigan and Clemson play together, or played.
I was going to say, that's past tense. It
played
happened.
One time together. That he openly rooted for Michigan. Now, Lonzo is...
I wouldn't say openly rooted. It was like at my house. I mean, I get, you know.
Lonzo rooted for, openly, privately, publicly or not, the Michigan Wolverines. Now, for those of you who don't know, which is, I assume at this point, none of you, Lonzo is a fan of the Ohio State University Horse Chestnuts. Famously, the numero uno rival of the Michigan Wolverines. And Lonzo
elected... Not lately, unfortunately.
They're going to be bad this year. Badder this year. Lonzo has decided, or had decided for that one particular game, that he would rather root for the rival, as opposed to the team that he covers.
I'm not trying to cut off the segment, dude. It's we're late.
No, I thought we were earlier than we are. I'm shocked by this.
That's a really long. That's that longest break thing that we have.
Yeah. And I hereby move for a discussion amongst the Rob Brown Show Armada. That from this point forward, when discussing college football's greatest rivalries, I don't think Ohio State-Michigan can be mentioned amongst them anymore just because of Lonzo.
Doesn't matter what you think as far as that goes. It's not my... You can't find... See, if you have... If you can't find something, you have too many cuts. You know you have multiple pages, right? And you should make another page specific for like wrestling cuts.
I really should. Because I can do that.
You just go up and you add a page.
Yeah, no, I know how to do it. I just forgot.
All right. Can we go?
Really?
Can we go to break now?
Really? That's unbelievable to me. Football when we come back on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
What?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
£54. 1 foot off of my waistline. That is how much I have lost with my friends at New Life Weight Loss. And see, here's the thing. For those of you that know me personally, you can attest. For those of you that don't trust me when I tell you, big food guy over here. All right. I like food. Everything in my life has revolved around food. And when it was time to lose weight, because I had gotten to the point where I had legitimately thousands of dollars of customized jerseys in my closet I couldn't fit in anymore. It got to the point that all my dress clothes couldn't fit in them anymore. Got to the point that I was uncomfortable wearing t-shirts because I had gotten larger than I would have liked. Well, they came to me a handful of months ago and said, "Hey, Rob, would you like to work with New Life Weight Loss?" And I said, "All right, let me talk to him first. I don't want to just say yes. Rob Brown just doesn't put his name on anything willy-nilly." I said, "Let me talk to him first." And they said, "Yep, for sure." And I went and talked to the folks at New Life Weight Loss, and they explained how their program is medically driven. They explain how they evaluate your own physiology, because your body's your body. It's not anybody else's body. It works a certain way. It reacts to things in certain ways. And they said, "We're going to do this, this, and this, and we're going to find out exactly what is the cause of your weight gain, the issue that makes weight loss difficult for you, and we're going to put together a plan that works for you." And when they did, 54 pounds and a foot off of my waistline when it was all said and done. I don't know what to tell you. I feel better now. I've got more energy, more stamina. I'm taking fewer naps because I get up so early in the morning. And here's the best part. As a food guy, I never feel unfulfilled. They helped me build out a weight loss plan that I was able to follow when I was dropping the LBs. And now that I've hit the goal weight and it's maintenance time, they've put together a plan that allows me to eat foods that I like and keep the LBs off. They've done it for me. They can do it for you as well. And all I need you to do is check out their website, which is mynewlifeweightloss.com, mynewlifeweightloss.com, or you can call them and use this number, 864-719-2550, 864-719-2550. Tell them that the Rob Brown Show sent you, and New Life Weight Loss will give you $250 off the program if you call by the end of October. If I can do it, 54 pounds and a foot off the waistline, you can do it as well. 864-719-2550. Tell them Rob Brown sent you. Get $250 off the program with our friends at New Life Weight Loss. It is the Rob Brown Show. It is the Fan Upstate wrapping up hour number three. Kirby Smart, fair or foul for this commentary after Georgia's home game this weekend?
Shouldn't have lost.
They didn't lose.
No, the week before.
Oh, the week before.
Yeah, you shouldn't have lost.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
I mean, you know, you lose, you're gonna lose some fans when you do that.
Kirby is about to learn something that a lot of coaches learn. Norvell learned it after last year. Saban learned it during his time at Alabama. Meyer learned it during his time at Florida. A lot of coaches have to learn this lesson. Do you know what the problem is with and this is going to sound so bad. I don't care. It's true. I'm right. You know what the problem is about raising the bar? Nobody wants the bar to go back down, right? Nobody accepts when the bar goes down. I have said...
I mean, you can talk to Clemson about that. Because
for sure.
That bar was up there for a while, and then they'd had a drop-off, and who knows, maybe they're back now. We'll see. But they definitely know about it.
I've made a joke for years, though I also kind of have to be honest. Not here. But I got to be honest. I have told people in the past, do the job that you are paid to do, not the job that you are asked to do. And the reason why is because if you're paid to do X and you do X and then you do plus Y, guess what happens? Plus Y is part of your job now, right? And I don't care if it's winning a national championship or a Super Bowl or whatever. Once you get to a certain spot, that spot does not become a bonus. It becomes an expectation. That's just reality. Anybody who's ever had a job knows. If you pick up this thing over here and make it part of what you do, then it goes from, can I ask you to do this thing, to, hey, do this thing. It becomes part of your responsibility. As far as coaching goes, when you raise the bar, like Kirby Smart did at Georgia, when you raise the bar, you don't get to raise the bar and then a couple of seasons later drop the bar back down. Hey, guys, we had a real good run. You guys should enjoy what we had. You should have Dabo Swinney literally tried that. Remember, what was it, last offseason? Dabo Swinney literally tried the, do you guys understand how good we had it here? How good of a run you all got to enjoy, but winning is hard to do. And I gave, you know, I think I and a lot of other people probably gave them a bunch of crap for it. But the reality is, whether you like it or not, Dabo Swinney was right. He was right. And I said this to Clemson fans even at the time that it was popular, it was hot to pile on Dabo for that take. I said at the time, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Winning is tough in college football. That's why so few schools do it, and that's why so few schools ever reach a spot where we would have the audacity to label them dynastic. But Clemson fans, you got to experience that for a little while, and I hope you enjoyed it for what it was. Here's the issue Curbs having at Georgia right now. It's a good team. It's a real good team. It is not a all-time team. It's not a team that we're going to be talking about years from now. I don't think. It's not a team, I don't think, that, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, we're going to look back like we did some of the Georgia teams of days gone by and go, golly, remember that 2024 team? And the unfortunate part for you is you raised the bar to where perfection is the expectation. And it will come back down. But it takes a very long time for that to happen. And Kirby is learning, I think, what Dabo picked up on, and I probably already knew, but what Dabo picked up on last offseason, which is it's not an easy thing to do to look at a fan base that has remarkably high expectations of you and say, yeah, I need you to be better. I mean, you lost the week before, as Lonzo pointed out astutely and correctly. You lost the week before in a game that you had won. And all you had to do was not. Now, granted, you let arguably one of the best 2 or 3 receivers in college football beat you on a stellar play. But you lost. And they expect perfection at this point. So I'm gonna say what Kirby said is very fair, right? Because Athens is supposed to be one of the most difficult places to play in college football. And this past Saturday, I didn't watch all of Georgia's game because, let's be real, who cared, right? But you raised the bar, Kerb. And when you raise the bar is expected to be met.
Since we are talking about Georgia, of course, my phone is listening, so my feed just, did you see that Georgia wide receiver Kobe Young was arrested?
Can I guess why? Was it reckless driving?
No. It's charges of battery assault on an unborn child.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I liked it more when we were having a joke.
That's why I was shaking my head like, no.
Yeah. We just got a text. Texter said, yet another Georgia player arrested, Colby Young. Scott, that's from Scott in Simpsonville. Scott, appreciate you keeping us up on that, bud. Yeah, that's not great. I'm going to tell you right now, Georgia is treading.
My apologies for not breaking the glass.
No, it's all good. Yeah. It's all good. Georgia.
If I had, that would be breaking news, and breaking news will be brought to you by
BetQL. Be a better, be smarter, and beat the books. And don't forget to listen to Bet for the Cycle every Saturday from noon to four on the BetQL Network with myself and former MLB player Cody Decker. And of course, grab the BetQL app and listen to the BetQL Network all the time for free on the Odyssey app. Georgia is dangerously close to grabbing the reputation that the University of Miami had back in the early 1990s. But I'm going to go a step further here. It will not be as easy to navigate the landscape of college football with that reputation as it would have been for Miami in the early 90s. In the early 90s, I'm not going to say that that element of the culture was celebrated, but it was not necessarily admonished the way that it is today. Today, you act like that and you let stuff like this happen, especially if it happens over and over and over and over again. Lonzo and I have talked about this before. A number of years ago, there was a thing that I think it was every Saturday should be, or every day should be Saturday. I don't remember who it was, but there was an online outlet or whatever a handful of years ago that used to run the Fulmer Cup. And the Fulmer Cup was basically, they tracked the number of arrests and disciplinary measures legally that different college football programs had during the offseason. And at the end of the year, whoever got in the most trouble, they would award the Fulmer Cup. And they stopped doing that a handful of years ago because basically enough people said, yeah, we probably should not be glorifying or realistically even mocking this sort of behavior. We should probably be talking bad about this, not ha-haing it across the internet. And they knocked off the Fulmer Cup. We don't laugh about these things like we used to, mainly because they're not funny, right? And certainly something like this. Kerbs, I'm going to tell you this. It's going to be a hell of a lot more difficult on you to try to get Georgia fans to come out and celebrate and be loud and all that if your franchise is going to replace the University of Florida as the one that all the jokes are about, my man. That's a real bad look. That's a real, real bad look for Georgia. So we'll talk more about this, and we'll find out what happens with this. But another Bulldog arrested, this one for our, violence against an unborn child?
Unborn child. I didn't read the details, but he basically
beat a pregnant woman.
Beat a pregnant woman,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a great look for Georgia. Not a great look for the Dogs, man, at all. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back here in a minute. Last hour of the show's next, the Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate.
The reigning, defending, undisputed Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs took down the Saints last night 26-13. Patrick Mahomes threw for 331 yards and one pick, but both Chiefs' touchdowns came on the ground. Kareem Hunt had 102 yards and a TD. Juju Smith-Schuster had 130 yards receiving, and Travis Kelce had 70. The Saints, and yeah, Tate was there. The Saints finished the night with only 46 rushing yards in the loss. Kansas City is now 5-0. New Orleans drops to 2-3. Both American League Divisional Series are tied at one game apiece after the Tigers won 3-0 over Cleveland and the Royals down the Yankees 4-2. Both game threes are tomorrow. Both National League Series are tied at one game apiece with the Phillies and Mets today at 5:08 and Dodgers versus Padres at 9:08. Tune in Saturday at 12:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Chattanooga Mox. It's Furman versus Chattanooga right here on your home for Paladins football. The Fan. Upstate.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.